Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light. Well, 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 my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back. We are back again. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity. For the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Very, very precious words. Which the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people, and I'm thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me that, yes, indeed, I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. He's appointed me unto this purpose. He told me I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He said to me, because of what I must do, He said to me that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. And He told me that nevertheless, in doing that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, so should you. For the Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, in fact, He's commanded and appointed me, saying to me that I must, yes, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, my brothers and sisters, yes, if they could, to destroy the truth, my brothers and sisters, nevertheless, must be known, for if, as it is written, very powerful bit of scripture, tells us that we must know, yes, indeed, that we must know. That Messiah, the Savior, must come, the Reconciler, must come. Express purpose, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, to bring the times of refreshing, even the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of all those things which the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since world began. And it is written, my brothers and sisters, that all will not hearken to that prophet. Should be cut off from among the people. The word of Yah, indeed, my brothers and sisters, is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to discern, my brothers and sisters, surely, the thoughts and intents of every heart. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has decreed that from the very beginning a plan for this world. I said, from the very beginning, He has decreed a plan for this world, whereby the promise of peace, I said the promise of peace must surely come. There must be an end of this confusion, the conflict and contentions that exist in this world. There must be a restoration, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the imaginings of man. The territorial injustices that exist among nations, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that have forgotten that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. It must be understood that the Most High has a plan, always has had a plan, to bring about in all things, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High declared is eternally the promise of peace. Who then, my brothers and sisters, who, upon discerning the truth that a whole world has sought to deny, who upon discerning that truth, my brothers and sisters, will awaken to the reality? I said, will awaken to the reality to declare what must be. To awaken, my brothers and sisters, to what surely in all things must be. Again, the Most High has promised peace. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that the earth must give glory to Him who made it is a promise. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is a promise that peace must come to this world. For how else but after a perfect peace shall this world give honor to Him who made it? Yah is one, and even as Yah is one, my brothers and sisters, so must His people, so must His world also be one. Let us understand then, brothers and sisters, let us then understand the way of peace that a world has despised lead us too greedy to understand what is a covenant. We look around us right even now. We see such a thing occurring. That oftentimes leaders, too greedy after their own allegiances and designs, oftentimes are so willing to set their own ambitions and their own desires, peer pressure allegiances. So much, my brothers and sisters, as a greedy and selfishly ambitious priority that they're unwilling to do what is necessary for the good of all. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's no question about it that humanity as a whole, I said humanity as a whole, my brothers and sisters, has abused the blessings that the Most High has granted. Everyone seeking to uphold his own ideals, not considerate of what the Most High has declared for the blessed good of all, till finally, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has grown, his patience has grown short with regard to seeing mankind. Yes, my brothers and sisters, with regard to watching mankind, the people that he made upon this earth who were to be true to him, to manifest his glory. My brothers and sisters, man created in the image of Yah has preferred to function and act like imps. So selfishly ambitious, so selfishly predisposed, that men have refused to even know if they had the chance to discern what is the way of righteousness and peace. But the Most High has always had a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He has always had a plan to restore truth, righteousness, justice, peace in the earth. Always. But has the world been willing to hear it? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace from of old, we could talk about going all the way back to the Garden of Eden. It was understood that once man fell away from the will of the Creator, that there would come a time surely when the Most High would bring forth one who would crush the head of the snake, that double-tongued adversary, who sought to bring chaos in the world rather than harmony. From the times of Noah, it was understood that it was because man's thoughts had become evil, hardened after self-righteousness, personal ambition and imaginings continually. That the Most High said that he would not bear to look upon it any longer. And he brought forth the flood, my brothers and sisters. But I would tell you that regretfully, the truth of the matter, and perhaps I need to put this up in the chat, there's an article called, on my website, you need to look this up for yourself, an article called Enoch Excerpt. I'm putting the URL, you may find it up in the chat now, hiddengospel.com/Enoch-excerpt. You might want to give a serious look, my brothers and sisters, what the book of Enoch has to say about what the Most High has said concerning what must come to pass. I said, what must come to pass in the latter days, that this earth finally might be restored unto peace. Therefore, since the Most High has had a plan by which he would bring forth an eternal peace, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, a plan by which the Most High said he would bring forth an eternal peace, how is it that men have not looked forward to this goal? My brothers and sisters, yes, how is it that a world has not discerned what must be? I'd like to read something to you from the book of Enoch, because remember, the Most High wrought the flood because he was not content. He was not content with the thoughts of man, not content with man not functioning according to his purpose. Indeed, he was grievously displeased that the thoughts of men had become evil, polluted continually. Look at Genesis 6:5. And we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the salvation of man is not according to the thoughts of men, the conceits of men. Salvation of man, my brothers and sisters, man attaining to divine purpose, to be preserved, mutually preserved, my brothers and sisters, as people, as one people, true to Yah, is not after the conceits, designs, and thoughts of men. But my brothers and sisters, discerning what pleases Yah is a gift. Discerning what pleases Yah is a gift from him. His wisdom that comes from him. And by faith in what the Most High reveals directly, then, my brothers and sisters, are we delivered? Do we have an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to be preserved, knowing that it is only the righteous man that is delivered in the day of wrath to come? Yet because the flood did not culminate in an utter end to all the confusion on earth, yes, the Most High has had a covenant with mankind, that there must be peace. Read Isaiah 24. We can talk about that as well. It said man has defied, broken the everlasting covenant, broken the covenant with the Most High, there must be peace. The scriptures speak of earth being nearly utterly emptied, utterly emptied. And the Most High has spoken this word. All my brothers and sisters said, but a few men shall be left. Yet because the flood did not culminate in the utter end of all confusion on earth, the righteous Most High has not been appeased. There must be peace. If you look up, simply maybe you might pick Control F while you get to that website, type in the word remember. You might find the beginning of these words. But I would like to read something to you that's in the book of Enoch. He said, after that, after the flood, the head of days repented and said, in vain have I destroyed all who dwell on earth. In other words, it still did not bring forth the eventuated absolution and peace that men should not turn back. In other words, what the Most High did not did in the flood did not satisfy, did not fully accomplish all his pleasure in wiping out once for all inclinations in the heart of men toward evil. I said toward evil thoughts. It did not wipe out entirely, my brothers and sisters, the confusion, debate, and contentions of man and the earth. For only in that glorious retribution shall the goal of everlasting righteousness and holiness thereafter reign on earth, according to all that is the holy promise forever. We could talk about such scriptures, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures speak about when that covenant that the Most High has declared, that eventuality, that scenario which the Most High has declared, is brought to bear. Isaiah 59 says, from henceforth his covenant shall not depart from the mouth of your descendants, nor your descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. There must be peace. And so the Most High swear by his great name, henceforth I will not do so. In other words, as he did before, to all who dwell on earth, but I will set a rainbow sign in heaven, and this be a covenant pledge of good faith, even remembrance between me and them forever, so long as heaven is above the earth. And this is in accordance with my command, for in that day when I have desired to take hold of the lawless by the hand of my angels, in the day of tribulation and pain because of their polluted thoughts, always talking about these latter days, I will cause my chastisement and my wrath to abide upon them, says the Most High, the Lord of Spirits, and ye mighty kings who dwell on earth. Ye then shall not be able to avoid having to behold my elect one, he who sits upon the throne of my glory. For he shall judge, condemn, expose the wicked, and all of you who are his associates, all of you who are his hosts. I'm talking about my brother and sister, one called Azazel, that wicked one, my brothers and sisters, called the devil. And he said, mine elect one shall judge righteously in the name of the Lord of Spirits. Isaiah 48 relates prophecy that must be understood concerning this. Isaiah 40 in particular relates about a time of warfare that must come to an end. It speaks, my brothers and sisters, of a time that all eyes must see the glory, the pure, perfect will of the Most High. And it says, though man has grown weary, blinded, unable to discern beyond his misconceits, that the Most High is neither wearied nor is he tired. He will restore strength and discretion to his people, that they be regathered, that they be reconciled as one, that they reason together, my brothers and sisters, indeed, that they may have peace. The scriptures talks about the bringing forth of one called the righteous one, like the rising sun, who cast out all the darkness, all the confusion, and brings forth, my brothers and sisters, the light which a whole world has refused to see and sought for so long to obscure. My brothers and sisters, that was always a plan understood well in the East. But those in the West, my brothers and sisters, well, let me see if I can explain this a little bit further to you. In the East, even among the heathen, it was always understood that one day shall come one who shall bring peace. I said who shall bring peace, who shall bring forth justice and righteous rule in all the earth. I would like to read for you a scripture that begins to relate this context. It says, behold my servant, mine elect, mine elect, whom I delight. Behold my servant whom I uphold. Isaiah 42 and 1. My elect one in whom my soul delights. I also really could relate easily, my brother and sister, the one who will appease Yah. I put my spirit upon him, says the Most High. He shall bring forth judgment, justice, righteousness, peace unto all the nations. My brother and sister, that does not mean the Gentiles should be a multitude of nations. Do not say the nations should be a multitude of nations, my brothers and sisters, but they shall all be ruled according to the will of one. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. If every man walks according to his own opinions, do you have a covenant? If every man respects according to what seems wise in his own heart, do you have a covenant? Do you have peace? Territorially, my brothers and sisters, the truth is still the same. If all the nations choose to walk after their own ideals, territorially dividing the world, everyone after his own concept of so-called righteousness or justice, and so often it occurs, yes, and so often it occurs, that when one group or another begins to debate or act rebelliously against the cause of what is true justice, there's oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, schisms. But I tell you, schisms, divisions, my brothers and sisters. But I tell you, of old, it was always understood, if there be seemingly irreconcilable differences among the people, it is sin. For the hearts of men must always seek to reconcile their differences unto peace, even respectful and reverent of the Most High, that there might be peace. The earth still belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, Scripture speaks concerning the one. The Most High has declared, Matthew 12:18 repeats these words. And in 42:4 it says, you shall not fail me nor be discouraged. So he said, judgment, justice, righteousness, fairness, lawfulness, my brothers and sisters, in the earth. And it says, the isle shall wait for his law. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, also in the 11th chapter. And the 11th chapter relates this, my brothers and sisters, in 2 Thessalonians 2. As indeed Latter-day Prophecy, it says at 11:4, and with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, all injustice. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And in this day, my brothers and sisters, say the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the young lion, the fatling together, and the little child shall be able to lead them. None hurting, my brothers and sisters, none destroying. Cow and the bear shall feed, the young ones shall lie down together. Lions shall eat straw like the ox. My brothers and sisters, it means all people shall respect one another ultimately unto divine will and purpose. The suckling child shall play in the hole in the ass. Weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy. And all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Most High, as the waters cover the sea. See, in that day there shall be a root of Jesse. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, this prophecy is also in Romans 15 as a common expectation of all peoples. Should be that for which all people should await. In fact, the scriptures relate in Isaiah 41. He for whom you are waiting. Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters. Said they who wait for the Most High, his sending of even of his Messiah, they shall be renewed under strength. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, a people who seek it shall know peace. Malachi says, the Lord whom you seek, for whom you should be waiting, shall suddenly come to the temple. Scripture says you reprove all the priests. Isaiah 41 says you reprove all the kings. Zechariah 13 says you reprove all the false prophets out of the land, all the false idols out of the land. Every false standard he removed from all the lands, for righteousness and peace must be brought forth. That there must be a root of Jesse who stands as an ensign to the peoples, and to him shall all the nations seek his rest, then his peace, then, my brothers and sisters. Yes, his peace shall be glorious. So it come to pass in that day the Most High shall set his hand a second time, who did it the first time, to recover the remnant of his people which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and Pathros and from Cush And from Elam and Shinar and Hamath from the islands of the sea, he shall set up an ensign, someone to guide all the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and Judah, wherever they be scattered, and the dispersed of Judah, and Israel and Judah, shall be one, regathered from all the ends of the earth. The envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. Israel and Judah brought together again as one, even as the scriptures relate in Jeremiah 30th to 31st chapter, speaking how the Most High making full the end of all nations that have scattered his people, as they might be regathered and corrected justly. He said he will restore fully the covenant he made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, that they be one. He will write his laws upon the minds and hearts of all his people, that they be one. For his people shall again discern indeed what the Most High has declared as a covenant. Yes, Father, the people shall discern what indeed the Most High has declared as a covenant. That peace, my brothers and sisters, the peace that is promised shall be brought to bear upon this earth. But my brothers and sisters, men compelled after the rulers, yes, I said men compelled after the rulers, have been too greedy. Yes, too greedy, my brothers and sisters. Too self-concerned and selfishly ambitious after a wayward world. Scripture says too greedy to understand. Too greedy to understand what is a covenant, brothers and sisters, what is necessary for a world to appease the Most High. But blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, are those who will understand. Talking about Isaiah 56:9-57:1. It is the righteous man, one who seeks all that appeases Yah, that will escape the wrath that is to come. And indeed, if you read Isaiah 57 closely, it talks about even the people of Israel, my brothers and sisters, like the Gentiles, have mocked the righteousness of the Most High. Walking after the reprobate, undisciplined mind of a multitude of Gentile nations, wherever they have been scattered. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, the promise of the Most High is he will remove the stumbling blocks out of the way of his people, if they discern his will again. And my brothers and sisters, in that day, righteousness shall be restored, and his people shall know peace. My brothers and sisters, it is because rebellious rulers have schemed against respect for the righteous law of the Most High that the world has been predisposed not to seek divine law as the hope for holy covenant peace. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I'm about to read all this to you in just a moment, that by lifting up to restore a righteous standing in the earth against all the ruling rebelliousness and contentious partialities and pollutions of this present earth, the Savior, the promised one, my brothers and sisters, the expected and awaited one, come to expose and overthrow by his word all that have been this world's self-righteous enemies. I said self-righteous enemies against the hope of the covenant peace. For in that the rulers of the world have sought to exalt their own will, not seeking the ultimate righteousness of Yah, whatever nation would stand against the manifestation of the holy kingdom that would give righteous rule and peace to the world, whatever nation would stand against that, my brothers and sisters, has stood against the peace. And the Most High has promised peace. So believe me, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what is meant in Isaiah 60:12. It says, the nation that will stand against its people brought to light, the nation that stands against Israel, the true people of Israel, my brothers and sisters, the nation that stands against them shall perish. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, let us consider, my brothers and sisters, does anyone deserve to survive who will stand against the hope of an everlasting life and peace in the world? who will stand against the healing of a world? Let us consider, my brothers and sisters. It has been said. For instance, let's consider how man has abused land, sea, and air, and all the resources that are in the world, forgetting that the earth belongs to the Most High. Till the last tree has died, someone said. And the last river has been poisoned. It has been said, my brothers and sisters, till the last fish has been caught. When all these things are done, then at last will man come to understand that he cannot eat money. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that above all else, even all the resources of the earth, have prioritized the pursuit of a dollar. Control mechanism established by those, my brothers and sisters, who would keep the people divided after their own self-interests. And a totally insane value system, my brothers and sisters, that has honored personal wealth and prestige above life itself. Oh, my brothers and sisters, shall we not understand that the contamination, the destruction of land, sea, and air, the corruption on the part of mankind against remembering and seeking the Most High to remember the way of peace that from the beginning was established. My brothers and sisters, all of these in context of human irreverence and neglect, self-righteous ambition and self-exaltation, all of these, my brothers and sisters, is a sin. Yes, my brothers and sisters, is a sin against all. Let it be said that the humble will be exalted. For the humble, my brothers and sisters, who discern that man is not wise in his own conceits, they shall awaken to discern the absolution, the honor, and the peace, the salvation that comes in revering the judgment and the justice that's always been the mind of the Most High. I know there are those who sit back and say that as they see so-called, as they say, law presented in the Bible over the course of time, there are those who sit back and say, well, the Most High was adding on to what he declared. He's changed over the course of time. That's a damn lie. But brothers and sisters, what we have, and throughout the word, Most High declared an everlasting covenant. I need to declare this, my brothers and sisters, that all should understand, because the scripture said, what is the covenant? The Most High declared it from the beginning, and it was verified of Messiah, of Yah in his Messiah. He said, no man has the right to change anything in it. What I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that all we have in the progression of things seemingly over the course of time, when the Most High revealed himself by his prophets, all that the Most High declared unto life, righteousness, and peace was declared in the foundation of the world, my brothers and sisters, declaring the world in its purpose. And all we have ever received since then has simply been an elaboration upon that which before the Most High was already known. When we see various laws, they are oftentimes related, not because what was suddenly written suddenly became a sin. It was because man needed to be reminded, my brothers and sisters, needed to be made aware of wherein man had gone astray. For the Most High always understood how all things must work together. And whenever man and man began to imagine awry, it is the blessing of the Most High by his grace and his favor and his mercy that he shows man how to preserve the beauty what Yah from the beginning initially intended. And those, my brothers and sisters, whose thoughts have gone awry, gone astray, reprobate, undisciplined. Well, my brothers and sisters, these words are for those who will receive the blessedness from the Most High. To have an opportunity to be found worthy. Yes, my brothers and sisters, not only to partake in the restoration that must occur on this earth and the healing that must occur on this earth, my brothers and sisters, participate in the preservation of that beauty, that glory, that peace, that honor. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that everlasting harmony that the Most High has promised must be brought to bear on this earth. And yes, my brothers and sisters, that the administration of a faithful people must remain. But man has despoiled the earth, my brothers and sisters. Men have sought to rule over other men, but irreverent and not even seeking fully the will of the Most High. Their thoughts constrained after the thoughts of other men. And my brothers and sisters, never was this freedom, nor was it peace. I read Isaiah 24 to you that you might understand. Isaiah 24:1, behold, the Most High makes the earth empty. He makes it waste. He turns it upside down. He scattered abroad. He scattered abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it should be as with the people, so with the priests, as with the servants, so with his masters, as with the maids, so with the mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land should be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Most High has spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, and the world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. Earth is also defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the law, changed the ordinances, and broken the everlasting covenant. Let's understand then, my brothers and sisters, the everlasting covenant is a word of an everlasting peace. It is written, in the beginning is the word that is with Yah, that is peace. And that word, my brothers and sisters, is life. Blessed then are they who will understand why it must be the Messiah must come to declare what is called the times of refreshing. Time of the restoration of all things. That all my brothers and sisters must discern, and my brothers and sisters even revere, all the Most High from the beginning has declared, that all my brothers and sisters might, who believe, might have hope, might have peace. Yes, my brothers and sisters, great discretion is what the humble discern must be had. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, must be attained. The men discern how not to offend the Most High, who sets all things in order, and wants to see all things and all their particulars in order. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, is required that men not lift up their souls unto vanity. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, is required that men learn how not to be enemies against the gospel. The gospel is that one word of peace. They must reconcile all the nations. And dare men say that after the diverse designs of their rulers among the nations and every nation, that they have discerned the gospel that one kingdom that must rule over all others? No, my brothers and sisters. Blessed then are they who will understand what was understood in the East. Let me see if I can relate something to you in Micah 4. So it come to pass, the last days come to pass, that the mountain of the house of the Most High, yes, the nation that he shall establish above all the nations, shall be established on the top of the mountains, over all mountains. And it's talking about the nation, my brothers and sisters, from which his law shall go forth. A pure and perfect rule, no politicization, my brothers and sisters, a pure and perfect will and rule after the grace and gift and mercy of the Most High. No, there won't be any more divisions, debate, and doubt. No politicization, my brothers and sisters, but Yah himself is judge. And you say that nation that he has chosen, and he chose and told ancient Israel, my brothers and sisters, according to the law which he gave his people, that rule, that law, shall one day rule the whole world. It is not possible, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of diverse standards, this might possibly be. It's not possible after any type of rulership, priesthood, or whatever that men call a judge, that compromises itself after the rule of a diverse many. It's not possible that any of these might bring forth the salvation peace. Shall a measure be said that the judge capitulates and compromises his rule according to the territorial ideals of another? Shall the Most High, my brothers and sisters, compromise his rule according to the territorial ideals, seeming to be wise to men? Absolutely not. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Most High will establish a kingdom above all kingdoms. It shall break in peace all other kingdoms. And that kingdom is the one that shall live forever. Read and discern, my brothers and sisters, for yourself the reality. And it shall be exalted, and his kingdom shall be exalted above, to my Daniel 2:44. And it shall be exalted above all the hills, all the nations, and the people shall flow. How about rejoice? Be made one in it. And he says, and many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Most High, and to the house of the Holy One of Jacob. Holy house of the Holy One of Jacob. Israel. And he shall teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law, how about the law of the Most High Yah, who owns and is master of all things, shall go forth out of Sion, the people, my brothers and sisters, of his holy flock that follow him. The law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Most High from Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke many nations, strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Yes, my brothers and sisters, these are words that relate that the time of warfare must come to an end. Read Isaiah 40 and understand. The time of all warfare must come to an end. All eyes must see the glory of the Most High. Who did he say would bring it to bear? Read Isaiah 41:27 through 41:4. He calls forth one called the righteous one like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, that reveals the light of reconciliation and peace, truth, to the whole world of self-righteous rulers has sought to obscure. Well, let us understand then, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures have to say about all of this. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's the humble who shall understand. Scripture says, the Spirit of Yah, Messiah will come forth saying, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the gospel, the whole, pure, perfect word from on high, to the meek, to release the captives, open the eyes of the blind. Oh, my brothers and sisters. Yes, even declare what is acceptable year the Most High. Let it be understood what these things mean. It is the humble before Yah, my brothers and sisters, that will discern what is the righteousness of Yah above all kingdoms. 1 Corinthians 4:5. The apostle, even the apostle Shaul, did not exalt himself. He said, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. For the Most High, he said, is his judge. He said, let no man consider himself so wise then before the time until the Most High sends Messiah to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. If an apostle, my brothers and sisters, anointed of the Most High directly, did not say that all righteousness was to be that his righteousness ultimately will not ultimately judge all the nations, but the righteous Messiah himself. What then, my brothers and sisters, have the kings of the earth done? Think about it. A multitude of nations' contentions and debate field as to what is acceptable for the Most High. But I can only tell you, the Most High told me directly. He said, no one has a right to rule any part of this earth, but according to his rule. And in reverence for his authority. But it's obvious when we see some 45,000 denominations across 280 nations in this world. This world has vastly fallen from the mercy and the grace of the Most High, and that men have not welcomed the truth with love. Men have sought to rule according to their own means. For if men truly function according to the grace and the favor of the Holy Spirit and the holy testimony of the Most High, all these differences would not exist. Man would discern beyond those who exploit. Man would have the great discretion to understand that so much of what men have taught by no means will reach the peace or partakership in it. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, as the Spirit gives the teachers all things, no lie in it. that reproves all sin and all inequity. Great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls to worship after the vanities of mere men. A grace through faith, my brothers and sisters, by the revelation of the Most High, and faith in what He reveals, you have an opportunity to be called worthy to partake in the peace of His kingdom. For people who do not know His ways, how to preserve that peace when the Most High seeks to bring it, or who would be contentious against that peace, my brothers and sisters, shall not know that peace. And the Most High sworn by His very name to the security of that which He has promised, that a people who will not humble themselves to know His ways shall not enter into His rest. But know, my brothers and sisters, the Most High desires peace in this world. And those who discern that peace, my brothers and sisters, after a plan the Most High declared from the beginning, I did not say any later so-called constitutionality, then understand that peace, my brothers and sisters, according to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, who expect the day that all these things should be brought to remembrance. These are they, my brothers and sisters, who give their allegiance beyond all the corruptions of the world, that they might be partakers in that which the Most High declared from the beginning, will give glory to Yah. It is not those stagnated by world-made, man-made unbeliefs, then who are the favored. It's not those who seek to partake after the so-called bribes they receive from the unjust. It's not those stagnated by worldly conceits and unbeliefs who are favored before Yah, but them who believe Yah, knowing it is by His grace that any man hears to have faith and to walk in, to know how to walk in the way of the kingdom of Yah, the gospel of the kingdom. Yes, the gospel of the holy kingdom, the gospel of peace. For the wise know that not all have heard to obey and preach the kingdom rule of Yah. Therefore, faith in a world that has refused to know the truth. Faith, my brothers and sisters, must come by hearing. And yes, indeed, hearing a word from Yah. I can only tell you that it is the grace of Yah that you discern what the truth is. And it's by the grace of Yah that you discern who it is that speaks it. The apostle they called Peter, Cephas, when he was asked by Messiah, who do you say that I am? He said, I believe you are the Messiah. Curdy, the awaited one. And Messiah said, blessed are you, Shimon bar Jonas. You did not receive this in men, but with your Father which is in heaven. Remember, my brothers and sisters, the earth is the Lord's, belongs to the Most High, and the fullness thereof. Yet if every land, the rulers, and people declare void of divine inspiration their own territorial rule, seeking to divide the earth, causing men to become proud after their own constraints and misimagining, after the will of the flesh, unwilling to submit to the righteousness of Yah. The end result, my brothers and sisters, is not peace but contentions. There cannot on this earth be peace, my brothers and sisters, till man is willing to admit and awaken to the truth. The truth that ancient monotheist man in the East well understood, but is to this very day among polytheists, has been a concept hated among men. Ancient monotheist men knew that if man fell away from the knowledge of the truth, that one day Yah in His mercy would show man what indeed is the way of true justice, the earth might be healed. But is that concept known among the heathen of the West, who saw no end to confusion, saw there being continual day debate and doubt forever? All my brothers and sisters, it's amazing to me that I said one time to listening to one of your former presidents say these words.
We have served America through one of the most consequential periods of our history, and it has been my honor to serve with you. In a system of two parties, two chambers, and two elected branches, There will always be differences and debate.
Did you hear that? After men in a pluralist system, there will always be debate. Has man known the way of peace, my brothers and sisters? He even said that his mentor told him that it's always good there be debate, because if not, there will not be a need for one of us. Well, my brothers and sisters, man cannot serve two masters. Most High said God to him, you should have no other God, no other standard that you uphold before him. And again, my brothers and sisters, one scripture in the book of Galatians says that the priests, the mediators, have not always been true to the will of one. And where a mediator, my brothers and sisters, is not true to the will of one, man has fallen away from the faith in Yah, not knowing what is what and which is which. I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the pagans had a different word from what the monotheists had for what is truth, what is faith, what is justice. Hey, monotheists had a word like emunah, and it relates to singularity, my brothers and sisters, of faithfulness after the will of one. One scripture says faith must have its perfect work, not double-minded, not swayed after the various provocations and temptations to walk after lesser standards amidst a multitude of diverse nations. He said faith must have its perfect work. But let not the double-minded man think he may have any partakership in the kingdom of Yah. Let us understand then, my brothers and sisters, Hebrew word, emunah, faith, truth, is a singular concept. Faithfulness, steadfastness, not shifted, nor changed, not destabilized, but true to the will of one. Amazingly, my brothers and sisters, the heathen had no word to relate truth till much later. And the word they chose was the word T-R-I-O-T-H. Trial, an oath still to preserve, my brothers and sisters, the diverse standards of many rather than the perfect will of one. How could this ever be true in truth, my brothers and sisters? I want you to understand there's a need to transcend this concept of an eternal confusion. For my brothers and sisters, peace must come. As I said before, the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, and the world must conform to him. Yet if in every land the rulers walk according to their own territorial ideals, if every man walks according to his own opinion, there is no covenant. My brothers and sisters, ancient monotheist man understood the promise that the Most High would send one called the Theosion, the Mashiach, the Kurdi. There the East understood this. And because of this, 2,600 years, there was one who came 2,600 years ago. That because of the prophecies concerning him, even among many nations, the peoples, when he sought to conquer or take precedence in the land. In the East, this occurred, my brothers and sisters, they simply opened their gates before him, for they knew that in the coming of his rule, there would be justice for all the people and there would be peace. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, how is it that many have not considered what is still revered in many places in the East to this very day? Knowing that there be great contentions among the people, there be no peace, that there comes one who came before, who actually the East looked for his return again. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the one who Messiah said he is when he said he is the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one who casts out all the darkness, my brothers and sisters, because there are many pretenders. And yes, my brothers and sisters, that means he casts out all the darkness that comes with those who pretend but have not upheld the righteousness of Yah. How many of my brothers and sisters understood the concept? When before came the one called the Zeosian, the Kurdi, there the East, even many kings, my brothers and sisters, understood what it means. When the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. You need to read Isaiah 45 and understand who the ancient church knew Messiah to be. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 45, 23. Surely shall one come, saying, the Most High of our righteousness and strength, even unto him shall mighty men come, and unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. All you need to understand, my brothers, is what it says in Psalms 110. I said Psalms 110 and 3, and understand what is the real essence of the ideas that are there. I said, what is the real essence of the ideas that are there? Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Psalm 110 and 1, a Psalm of David. The Most High said to, speaking of the Most High, speaking to Messiah himself, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies, thy footstool, enemies. My brother says, what are the enemies, against? Most High send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou, he says, in the midst of thine enemies. He said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. He said, people shall willingly offer their allegiance to you in the day of your power. In the day you lead your forces upon all the whole, over all the nations. And they shall be like, will be from the womb, my brothers and sisters, even like the morning dew. That you, my brothers and sisters, if you understand, a people refresh will come to you. You look through a few translations, my brothers and sisters. Look not just through translation, but look at the original wording. To discern what these things are talking about. So the Most High has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. What was a priest in the days of old, my brothers and sisters? A priest was a judge. He was a reconciler of the people. A people with one to whom the people came to bring their issues. And as priest forever, it means Messiah then is a priest forever. Will rule forever according to an eternal and everlasting covenant standard. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, indeed, what the Most High declares, the chief ruler, a principal officer, a judge, a standard barrier, a guardian of sacred truth, that all should be judged, not after partiality or injustice, but all should be judged according to my brother and sister, what indeed the righteousness of Yah, that none be confused, that should remain among the people of Yah, even all Israel, an atonement among the people, a common sense of justice and respect for the Most High, after common sense, mutual sense of divine moral value cultivated, my brothers and sisters, and preserved in what is everlasting righteousness. He said, the Most High has sworn and will not repent. Thou art priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. How about the peace, my brothers and sisters, the promise of the very what the title Melchizedek means? Messenger of peace, prince of peace. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. He said, the Most High at thy right hand, because this one is appointed to discern and even enforce the peace. He said, the Most High at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads and the rulers over many countries. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who discern what is written in Psalms 2. It is because the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed one, whom the Most High sent to bring peace and justice. It says, be wise, O kings, therefore, be instructed, O judges of the earth, lest you be perished from his way while his wrath is kindled but a little. For believe me, my brothers and sisters, the rulership of this world, contentious after their own ideals, have been enemies against the peace. And Messiah comes to expose the unrighteousness of those who have been enemies against the peace. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall drink of the brook of the way, and therefore he shall lift up the head. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There's much to be understood concerning this as to what it means when the Most High appoints one to be a priest unto him. that must, my brothers and sisters, uphold the standard of the Most High, that there be peace. And it means, my brothers and sisters, whoever resists that peace shall bear the wrath of the Most High. I think sometimes, after having seen the movie, I think many of you know what I'm talking about, the movie called Avatar. I remember a part in the movie, the one they called Jake Sully, had to go to the warlord of the people called the Na'vi, another word that also means prophet. Prophet people who hear the word of their creator. And I remember the word of one who was called the warlord of the tribe. When an outsider, one who had been an outsider who had devoted himself to gods, came, one they called Turuk Matto. And they had a legend among the people that this was one who would always appear when there was strife and turmoil among the people to correct the injustice. In fact, my brothers and sisters, bring forth peace. And I remember, my brothers and sisters, though this was one who, in his authority, had often reviled and mocked this one. I remember the part, my brothers and sisters, in the movie, when he realized that this is the one that was to come, the person for the express purpose to correct the injustices in the land and to eradicate the enemies of peace. It was a very touching moment when he spoke, saying, "Turuk Makto, I will fly with you." My brothers and sisters, I'd like to read another verse of scripture to you, another verse, and it reads in this manner. Psalm 110. We talk about this in this verse when Most High says he will cause his people, even the one whom he chooses, to give rule, peace to the earth. David, he caused him to rule over his enemies. It reads this way again. He says, "Our people shall be willing." How about they shall give their allegiance over willingly in the day of his rule, in the day of his power? Our brothers and sisters, in the East, it was understood that peace, a gift from the Most High, can come from above when this one was to appear. You must understand why the scriptures say in Romans 14:11, it said when men had contentions, it said, remember, the Messiah gave his life that men might receive the spirit of reconciliation, even the Holy Spirit. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Philippians 3:18 says the same. And it says, whoever of them will not bow to seek that peace, he said, was an enemy of the very reasons of peace, for peace, that the Most High sent Messiah to give his life. The men might discern that this was the rule that they truly needed. Though in fact, my brothers and sisters, men have been too self-concerned to discern, my brothers and sisters, they have been too greedy to understand the way of peace. Whoever therefore will not seek the righteousness of Yah, that there may be peace, my brothers and sisters, is still counted an enemy. For shall a man know how not to offend the Most High after the mind of the flesh? My brothers and sisters, you need a spirit. And anyone who would dare to think otherwise is blasphemed the very cause of the Most High, and shall not attain to righteousness, not attain the atonement. The scripture says, not in this world or the next. Yet in advance, my brothers and sisters, understanding that the Most High will send his spirit that men might discern what he calls the comforter, the peace, The world brought at peace. He said he knew in advance and declared the spirit of truth the world would not receive. Isaiah said the way of peace. They know not. Meaning those who consider themselves wise after their own ideal and the orientation of this world, not being born again after the way of the Most High on high. He said the spirit of truth. How about the spirit, my brothers and sisters, of peace, the spirit of justice, the spirit of righteousness, the worldly, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious, would not receive. To this day in a world that has greatly slandered the authority of the Savior. Yes, 40,000, 45,000 denominations are claiming they have that authority, but speaking differently, have lied. This world, the world has greatly slandered the authority of the Savior. It must be known, my brothers and sisters, the very precious stone of wisdom that was revered by early man. As the scriptures say, the stone which the builders rejected, the stone which the builders of the building, my brothers and sisters, the churches, the various governments, the various temples, the various religions across this world, the stone of truth, the righteousness, the stability, the eternality, clear from the beginning that the builders of the various institutions of man have refused. That foundation, my brothers and sisters, which for peace and righteousness sake must become the chief stone of the corner. My brothers and sisters, will, because it is divine promise, be revealed. The question, brothers and sisters, is who will be prepared in due season to discern this? Besides that, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Why? Because they hadn't even had that orientation. But my brothers and sisters, scripture says, in these latter days, so it is true, that the way of peace many have not known. And many, my brothers and sisters, rather than bowing before what the Most High has foreordained must be, humble. Men must humble themselves before that they become partakers in peace. Many of my brothers and sisters will not humble themselves, but prefer to rebel. The scripture says, 2/3 of humanity, because they did not believe what the Most High ordained of old, 2/3 of humanity will perish, but 1/3 will come forth refined. And they say, the Most High is my Yah. The spirit of truth, peace, justice, righteousness are all the same. Scripture says, in him shall the Gentiles of all nations seek. He shall not fail till he set justice in the earth. Know, O ye nations, what seems territorially aright among the many Gentile nations and their differences. Not counted rights for him who will be the inheritor of all the mountains, who will declare divine righteousness to all the nations. And again, great discretion is required not to offend the Most High. That men might have peace, that men might discern what is in conscience of the healing, that men might reason together, that men might preserve, that men might be saved. Due to the schemes of the rulers, the way of peace men indeed have not known. Because having no prior orientation, the rulers refusing to preach the expectation of that word of the gospel, yes, I've told you before, the faith that was anciently called Kurdishanya is the gospel. The faith in the one called the King of the East, the righteous one from the East. Because many today have no prior orientation, even concerning the things that I'm speaking to you right now. He says, many of them, when offered the word of the anointed one, the spirit of truth, the world, will continue to refuse to receive. But my brothers and sisters, the people shall be made refined to discern. The Most High keeps his promises. All this world prioritizing personal designs and opinions, standing as enemies against the peace, shall be silenced. Why is there no peace? Because the rulers of the earth have set snares against the awakening of the people, against the knowing the way of his anointed one, the Prince of Peace. As his world awaited him, my brothers and sisters, him will reprove all the kings, all the priests and false prophets of the kings, priests and false prophets of this world, even told you that all must bow before him and before a rule, my brothers and sisters, that has not been the way of the nations. that all transgression may at last be removed from Jacob. What the scripture says, Messiah will come, the deliverer will come out of Zion, to remove all transgression from Jacob. That means remove, my brothers and sisters, out from the doctrine, out from the hearts of his people, all the misconceits of all the nations, and that the Gentiles not be wise in their own conceits. Read Romans 11:25-12:4 and understand. Talking about all the majesty and the wisdom of Yah. Discerning also, my brothers and sisters, what's in Isaiah 59, particularly 19 through 21st verses. Now, I'm looking at my time. I have a little bit. I need to talk about that. I need to move toward it swiftly. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will understand. Have men waited and sought for the reprover, the reconciler, who was sanctions, only in the will of Yah, and nothing of the misconceits of man? Nor then, only them who are purged and enlightened, wholly true unto what from the beginning of the everlasting covenant, the way of peace, are they who will be sealed unto redemption. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters, was always understood, always discerned, was always the understanding among the people, the early people of the East, who could look on the top of that mountain and see that boat and know the Most High could never be pleased while there was anything less than perfect peace on the earth. Because whenever there is something less than perfect peace on earth, men have not discerned the will of Yah and have fallen from the grace that comes by faith in him. There's a reason why the scripture says, wherever two or more of you are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst, and it's to bring reconciliation. There's a reason why the Most High talked about the covenant. He said, if you find out you have contention with your brother, go seek to heal relationship with your brother, and then come and bring your offering. For an offering unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, a people reconciled, understanding that Yah is one, and so must be his people. Time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. There's so much more concerning this need to be understood. And with the time that is remaining, I realize that there's a need, indeed, for me to swiftly go to Isaiah in the 59th chapter to relate what the scriptures have to say about this when it says the way of peace men have not known. And to discern, my brothers and sisters, and show you what the mystery of this is all about, that it might be understood what is the way of peace. Because it says in Isaiah 59:13, men have gone transgressing and lying against the Most High. Is that peace? Every man imagining his own way, departing from Yah, speaking what is oppression, his own form of contention against the Most High. Every man declaring his own self-righteousness. That's what it means. Oppression and revolt, conceiving, uttering from the heart words of falsehood. It says, in judgment, justice, righteousness, turn away backward, and justice stands afar off, and truth is falling in the street. Equity, justice, what is fair, cannot enter. Everybody has his own idea of what all that is about. It says, yea, truth has been hid. Men choose to see it, lest they discern their sins. And he that departs from evil, or would seek righteousness, is made a prey. Yes, everyone seeks to deal unjustly with those who seek justice. The Most High saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, no one to help, wondered there was no intercessor, none to petition for the fullness of righteousness to restore. Like one scripture says, he looked and he saw there was none to restore, none who said, let us return to what is just. Therefore his arm, a trusted one, says, to whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? The one who, because of him, kings should shut their mouths, proven unjust for that which the people had not considered, had resisted considering. And the rulers that can resist considering, they shall consider. Who shall believe then, my brothers and sisters, his righteous report, his exceeding righteousness? The world is ignored. And whom is that one with that saving arm revealed? for none but those, my brothers and sisters, who sanction, but those who sanction divine justice shall be saved, confirmed, counted true. He says, arm a chosen ally, even his very son brought salvation to him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For and by his righteousness was he sustained. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate. You see, his arm brought salvation to him. In other words, no more shall men divide, blaspheme, curse, deny, pollute, pervert the holy name. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, shall be regarded as true to all that he is before all men. Most High shall exalt and glorify himself, and there shall be none to pollute or dissuade. See, if he's put on righteousness as a breastplate, a helm of salvation upon his head. In other words, he sought the whole righteousness of Yah to defend him. The scripture says in 19:11-21 Revelation, and for righteousness' sake you will judge and make war. For righteousness' sake, then, my brothers and sisters, for peace' sake, he will judge and make war. And he will make war, my brothers and sisters, on whoever stands against the peace. And the peace, my brothers and sisters, has always been a foreordained according to the will of Yah, that he comes to reveal. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak, according to their deeds, as to whether or not they seek the full righteousness of Yah. Accordingly, he will repay fury to the adversaries, my brothers and sisters, who stand against divine peace. Recompense to the enemies against divine righteousness. And to the islands, to the nations, will he pay a recompense for against all who have not even gone as far as to teach the people to expect this blessedness. Oh, there's a need to understand what's written in Isaiah 25, when it talks about the destruction of a city that's held people under bondage to confusion. That at last, in that day, when that city is destroyed and its ways are rebuked before all the people, it says, cities of ruthless nations shall praise Yah. The people shall say, this is the Lord, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. He will cast aside all the veil that's over all the nations. We rejoice in his salvation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the remembrance of salvation that comes in him. And he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes, and there shall be peace. He says, so shall they revere, in 59:19, the name of the Most High. I mean, fullness of what is his covenant will. Yes, from the rising sun to the west, from the west to the rising sun, all nations shall revere, know there's only one justice and one salvation, one peace. All nations shall be reconciled to the will of one. And this is international, systemic, my brothers and sisters. Animosity against the peace shall be no more. When the enemy, those who stand against his peace, his righteousness shall come in like a flood. What does the Most High do? Says the Spirit of the Most High, this anointed one of the Most High, shall lift up a standard against them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, scripture speak in Isaiah 49 about one who comes forth saying, from listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High is calling from the womb and from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. The shadow of his hand has he hidden me to reveal his glory, to bring Israel back to him. Yet he shall be a salvation to the ends of the earth. And Isaiah 49:22 says, he said, I will lift my hand to the nations. I will set my standard to the nations. Lift my hand to the people, set my standard to the nations. Brothers and sisters, that's to raise the word of peace. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is reconciling all the nations. Who will understand? And it says, the Redeemer should come to Zion. One who turns aside all transgression. Shall turn to them, shall come for them to turn from transgression. Who will turn from all ungodliness. Who will purge Yaakov of all the ungodliness that has afflicted their minds among the nations. Says the Most High. And for all that have been forgotten among the nations, says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Most High. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words that I put in thy mouth shall not depart out of the mouth of thy descendants, nor the eyes of thy seed, nor thy seed, said the Most High, from henceforth, even forever. It's time to rise and shine. For Most High says he will set up a standard against all that stands against the hope of his peace. This is his promise, my brothers and sisters. This is the principle and the gospel of the Most High. And if they didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel. It's because you were not taught this gospel to so many. It's time to discern the reality. You tell me, I got about 10 seconds left, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near to His praise, to His majesty always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.